call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Jewell.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Conrad.
Here.
Okay, first up, we have our minutes of February 26th budget meeting and regular meeting of March 5th. Someone would move to approve those?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion? Rob, do you think you have anything on the minutes that you wanted to discuss?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the minutes.
Okay, any other discussion?
I just, whatever I discussed in Christine, the corrections.
Okay, would you say that just for the record? So
yeah, I just, it was on the actual minute, the minutes of the 5th.
Okay.
And I, one of the streets that were mentioned on the committee report for the streets was, it said Jackson to Alger, it would be Jackson Street and Alger Street. That was a correction.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anything else? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no correspondence. We have nothing. That brings us to our council appearance. Mr. Dietz.
Thank you, Mayor. Council. This is one of the enjoyable things that we get to do. My name is Wayne Dietz. I'm the president of DNH Alternative Risk. And we're the risk management consultant for the Borough of Washington. And Scott, we're starting our fifth year with the borough, and we're very, very pleased to be here. On February 7th, the joint insurance fund that the Borough of Washington is a charter member of had their reorganizational meeting, and it was the day before the storm was predicted to hit, and Christine and her staff were busy with that, so I attended the meeting on their behalf. And the Borough of Washington received an award in the lines of workers' compensation for attention to loss control resulting in improved loss ratio during 2012. The borough has, I think I'm correct now, for at least four consecutive years had an insurance increase of less than 2%. And when I first came to before the council and talked about being your risk manager, I said that the cheapest claim that you'll ever have is the one that you don't have, the one that you avoid. And through training, through safety committee meetings, I think, and just a daily sense of, you know, working safely and not doing hazardous things during the day, I think that the borough and their supervisors and what have you have achieved a superior record in the fund, and this was in recognition of that. So, with all due respect, I'd like to present the award from the Statewide Insurance Fund.
Thank you. Okay. Really, for your turn.
Out of the way.
You hold that. Okay.
What's the mayor of New York will come out to get you?
It's not that big.
Sugar in there? From there?
It's not that 40 ounce.
I'm sorry.
I've got the big goat. No more quarter pounders.
You've got some issues.
It's not there. The first one was good. All right, we're moving to the cell phone.
Okay.
And congratulations to the borough. And
thank
supervisors
you.
Thank you.
All their hard work.
Especially
Chief. Oh, it's awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Next this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statement, and testimony from guests. Sandy, do you have anything? And I'm sure the reporter doesn't either, so.
Move to close the audience portion.
Still move. Second, I'm sorry.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports. Accept the motion to receive and file.
Still move. Second.
Any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening? Anything impromptu?
Recreation.
What do you have?
Just that April 6th is the Easter egg hunt, and rain date is the 7th.
Okay.
And move forward with the fencing.
Okay. Good. Thank you. That brings us to old business with Washington Community Solar. There's a little something on your desk this evening. Ms. Copeland, you act like you have something to say.
I do, in that I did speak to Eric Altman of Washington Community Solar this afternoon, who indicated and confirmed for me that a representative was going to be here on behalf of Washington Community Solar to discuss the request for an extension, and I'm not sure if the individual was held up. I did reiterate that the meeting was at 7. So if he does not appear by the time we are at the end of our meeting, I would suggest that I can tell you what I know of their request, and we can take it from there.
Or do you just want to table it for now until the end of the meeting?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And that brings us to new business. Approval of the litter abatement clean communities program from Dove Environmental. This is all grant money that we get for this?
Yes, this is out of the clean communities funding that we spoke about last year. Mm-hmm. We have almost $35,000 to spend, so I feel this is a good way to get the clean community word out in our community and our schools. They do a great job, if you've ever seen them. Right, Sandy, at the festival, the bid event?
I have to tell you, on that Sunday of the festival, in that horrible weather, and all the vendors, even ones who paid and were there to try to make money, even the ride company bailed out on me. I never showed up and had the kids done, which I am about. We were learning, we had a great fun. I think she's just such a wonderful
So I accept the motion to approve this.
So move.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Joel?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Christine?
Sorry.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Resolution supporting the public question for bonded indebtedness of the County of Warren, 62013. Anybody care to move it?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Is there a second? Hearing none, it fails. Okay, that brings us to a bunch of tax sale redemptions, 61-2013 through 66-2013.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of these? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Okay, 68-2013, refund of tax payment.
So moved.
Okay, any discussion on this one? And another roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Stuhl?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Was there a 67, or just, we just skipped over that for no apparent reason?
Good question.
It wasn't 66?
No, it was skipped intentionally.
Okay.
Well, 67 is the executive session.
Yeah.
You have it listed as 57 on the agenda.
I just was curious.
That was a typo, yep.
Just wanted to make sure. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry. Are we going to pay our bills?
Yeah, let's move to pay the bills.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the vouchers? Another roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except for our company, Mr. Block.
McDonald?
Yes.
Stuhl?
Yes, and I abstain from the fire company rescue squad, please. Any word back from American Jersey American Water at all regarding the hydrant fees?
Actually, I heard from a representative Monday.
Okay.
And we are having a conference call tomorrow at 11.
Good.
Yeah.
Fruitful.
So I should have more information.
Okay.
On everything that we had asked them.
Good. Very good.
All right. That brings us back to Resolution 69, 2013 for Washington Community Solar. Sir, are you here from them?
I guess I am.
Okay. We held up just waiting for you.
I apologize. Thank you very much.
No problem. You wish to speak to this resolution?
Yes. I don't know that if it's been read or not.
If you would, put your name and address for the record, please.
Anthony Mala from Washington Community Solar, One Empire Plaza, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. My partners and I started this project a couple of years ago in anticipation of...
Sandy, you can just unplug that fan, the one in the hallway.
My partners and I from Washington Community Solar... Take three.
Okay.
You got to leave it open.
All right. My partners and I are from Washington Community Solar, and we set out to produce a solar array that would provide power to the sewer authority and reduce the electricity consumption cost, save the borough money. The target price was 9 cents a kilowatt hour, which is approximately half of the rate that the borough was paying. And just as we, you know, were sent to the Township of Washington to get approvals, the solar array business really just plummeted for a number of reasons, predominantly that the clean energy credits, the solar renewable energy credit market, which was at $600 per credit, went down to as low as $98. Along with that, the conventional financing and bank financing all but disappeared. Today, it's almost impossible to get conventional finance, bank financing for solar projects. There are a number of people sitting with panels. Market virtually collapsed. However, New Jersey did respond pretty well, and they put together a new legislation to support the market. They didn't give up on the idea of solar renewable energy and alternative fuels or alternative energy sources. And they put together some great legislation that will provide solar renewable energy credits to balance at about the target rate is about $250 per credit. That being said, we pursued all the approvals at the township level and the borough level, and we were granted preliminary approval and then final approval with conditions. So we set out, after the market fell apart, to secure private financing, which we recently obtained. And it is conditioned upon approvals from both the borough and from the township. So we had received preliminary and final approval with conditions. We're setting out to do the, you know, put together those conditions. Now, I understand there have been some changes in the engineers for both the township and the borough. However, we think people are going to be assigned from both sides within those offices, and we'll be able to address those conditions rather rapidly. That being said, our time period for responding at the borough was by sometime here in March. And that's not going to be possible. So what we're asking for is a 6-month extension to pursue these conditions and to satisfy the conditions of our financing and move forward with the project.
But everything else will remain the same?
Everything else removed, yeah, you know, is the same for the borough. You're somewhat of the beneficiary because if, you know, we're actually starting at 9 cents per kilowatt, so as time has passed, we're still starting at 9 cents. And we're going to go up 2.5% each year, but we're honoring, of course, what we started at.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Mola? Torres?
Yeah. This is your third extension now, and you think that this is definitely going to be the last extension we will see this project start, you think?
Yeah, we're looking at this, unfortunately, as an extension or a complete retreat from the project. So the only, you know, this is the only project financing that we think we can secure at this point.
Okay, so, and where do you stand with the township right now? Did you get the approval from them?
We have final approval.
Okay.
With conditions. One of the things that was in the letter is that our engineer wanted to change the direction 15 degrees, and because they have some aesthetic requirements of curtains and things, we'll have to go back in front of them and talk about the curtain, and then the other things have to do with road paving and easements and really, I think, just engineering housekeeping, so to speak.
Nothing that you think cannot be achieved?
No insurmountable objections that I saw there.
Mrs. Sloan, go ahead.
I'm just curious what the township has to do with it.
It's being built on township property, so it has to go through their planning process.
Where?
At the land adjacent to the road department garage.
Excuse me?
The land adjacent to the road department garage.
Oh, okay.
Right next to it. They'll be using our easement to get access to their property. I believe they're going to improve the roadway, I think, to an extent. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That was one of the conditions and that we'll address because of the financial, and that's an engineering thing. That was put in after the preliminary approval.
Mm-hmm.
And when you asked, nothing would change. We are not going to change the rates or anything with our agreement. That being said, the cost of that road would be something that we might come back here and talk to you about because I think that they wanted it paved. And we're saying, okay, if we want to stick with our 9 cents per kilowatt and it was a bid process and then we add additional cost or expense onto it, can we discuss that with you? But that's not even worth discussing until we know that we have even an extension.
Were there any other conditions? That was it.
I didn't have a chance. My partner's in Manhattan with the file, but yeah, there are other there are other conditions, but as I said, they were more like the slope of the road from behind the garage that acts as the property, the width of the road, you know, instead of 30 feet, 25 feet, you know, they were mostly engineering. Nothing, as I said, that we think would stop the project. No fire lanes, nothing, more engineering housekeeping.
Is there any way you can get them on a cell phone or something tonight? Because I don't know if I could personally move forward on something when I don't have...
Yeah, I can, as a matter of fact. I think there were six or 10 conditions, and then they came back with some additional conditions, but maybe he can fax them to you. But again, they weren't. We have final approval, and then final approval with conditions. And apparently, they wouldn't issue us final approval unless they thought those conditions were I don't know what you want to call it, but de minimis kind
this
of.
This is the state you're talking about, right?
No, this is the township.
Oh, this is the township.
The township.
Okay.
So in other words,
the state has no conditions on you right now.
No, the state, you know, we're the only thing that has to happen is there's an interconnection agreement, so mm-hmm. that has to do with your pole and your meter and your easement and where we would run the lines. We were originally going to go underground. They wanted to go, let's go overhead, let's do it this, you know, so really it has to do with how we hook up the electricity, which is an engineering detail, but in terms of being approved, being safe harbored, all those other kinds of things, that's all
good.
Okay.
Did you have time to review what he's talking about?
I didn't review the conditions of the planning board because I didn't really see it as anything that was...
detrimental?
It's not our concern, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just concerned about that maybe affecting something down the road.
No,
yeah,
I will
me too. That's
right. Tell you that, and I think that...
Mr. Mahler.
I'm sorry, I forgot
Anthony's
your name.
Anthony's
mine, yeah. That Anthony has indicated that at this point... the terms of the agreement are such that either party, if they cannot get the requisite permits, could pull out of the agreement at this point without either side having any obligation to the other. If you don't agree to the extension, I don't know what Washington Community Solar will do, but I would suspect that they would just not want to go forward with the project if they didn't think they could complete it within the time that is currently there, because there are potential penalties if there is not an extension under the dates that are currently in the agreement. If it is not extended, and I think they're, I have it actually here in front of me, bear with me a moment.
As I understand it, there's very little for the borough to lose.
Yeah, at this point, I don't see it a loss to the borough.
Okay, that's what I was concerned about.
And there's no damages that are available to the borough at this point in time if the agreement should not go forward.
The only drawback, I guess, would be is that we're paying 18 cents instead of 9 cents for our electricity.
Yeah, losing the savings now.
Yeah,
right.
But it's still coming.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, anything else? Then I would accept a motion on Resolution 69, 2013.
Mayor, if I could.
Sure.
Looking at the resolution, I would suggest that another paragraph be added to the resolution. And this is in keeping with the fact that Washington Community Solar is not only requesting that that Section 2 of the Power Purchase Agreement be amended to increase the time frame for 6 months, but they are also requesting that Section 3.3A of the Power Purchase Agreement, which provides the date that Washington Community Solar shall commence the delivery and sale of the electricity to the borough, and the current deadline for that is June 30th, 2013. They want that extended for 6 months as well. So that paragraph, and I have the language for that,
yes,
needs to be added to the proposed resolution.
Well, we do have that in one, two, three, fourth, whereas, extension required.
Correct. It's just not in the now, therefore, be it resolved part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, that fourth whereas is coming to number three in the...
Correct.
Now,
and in the last sentence, under number two, you should add in just amending Section 2 plus 3.3A.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll move that. That's fine.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Move it in faster.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you. Yeah, we look forward to producing this project for you.
Thank you.
Recap. What do we have for you, Ms. Blanchard? Anything?
We will change the resolution, 69-2013.
And I can email you. I have that language in the past resolution, so
okay.
I can teach you better.
All right, great. Thanks.
That would bring us to council remarks. Mr. Torres, do you have anything?
I have nothing.
No. Mrs. Connery?
Nothing.
Okay, Mr. Jewell?
The only thing I have is I just like to remember the 7 Marines that perished today in the training exercise. So if we could put the flag at half staff for them to remember them, I guess
the governor orders the flag at half staff typically.
Okay.
Has he ordered it?
I haven't seen that, no.
Well, okay, if we could do it ourselves, tomorrow. That'd be great. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Thompson?
Nothing, sir.
And I have nothing. So that would bring us into 67-2013, an executive session for contract negotiations. I guess that would be correct. Okay.
After a five-minute break, guys, move that and then...
I could do without the break, honestly. But if you guys need a break,
before, fine.
Okay.
We'll do without the break.
Okay. So you're moving it. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?